I'm Steve Potter, and coming up on Cityscape, what the St. Louis Classical Guitar Society is doing to provide guitar lessons to students in North County. We're going to hear from the Society's president, Bill Ash, and from Dwayne Foster of Normandy High School, and Doug Irwin of the Ferguson-Florissant School District. On Tuesday, January the 20th, the Low Brass Collective presents its 7th annual gala concert at the Sheldon. Jerry Pagano and B.J. Fullenkamp are part of that. Both are bass trombonists. Jerry with the St. Louis Symphony, and BJ is a freelancer. You know, he plays with the Missouri Baptist University Band and with the St. Louis Cathedral Brass. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
Good to be here, Steve.
BJ, you're a member of the Brass Collective's board of directors also?
Yes, I was lucky enough to be chosen as, or asked to be the first president of the group, and now am in charge mostly of the fundraising.
Well, this is your 7th annual concert, so tell me a little bit about the background, the history of the organization.
Well, the organization was started by Jerry, and as it grew, he got Tim Meyer of the symphony involved. And 2 years later, they decided to ask my help, and we got some help from the Volunteer Lawyers and Accountants Association, and got turned it into a 501c3. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to improve the music performance level by offering opportunities for people to play, giving concerts, workshops, and as we try to involve more of the students in the area and reach out to them, we're getting involved in what we're doing this time.
And Jerry, when you began all this, were you in the symphony at that time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so what brought this about for you?
Well, I actually had been teaching up at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, UMSL, as we like to say around here, and did a class there, and someone said, oh, we should do this all the time. So I thought of a way to try and form something that would be a kind of a regular occurring workshop, for lack of a better word. And it's grown since then. As BJ mentioned, we're now a charitable organization, and we do all kinds of things beyond just concerts, and we're trying really to, as well as educate, really give people a chance to understand what it is low brass is all about and get an experience outside of just marching band and orchestra.
What is low brass all about?
Well, it's an instrument that, you know, doesn't get a lot of chance to play melody. If you came to the symphony, you'd see us sitting back there a lot counting rests, but we're capable of a lot of wonderful sounds, and I think it's a great color. It's a great instrument. And really, when we say low brass, we're talking about not just trombone, but tuba, as well as euphonium. A lot of people would look at the euphonium and see it synonymous with baritone. It's kind of baritone, horn, and euphonium are roughly the same instrument. And when we say low brass, they're lower in the register than the trumpets and the French horns that are also filling out the brass family.
Do most people, BJ, that play one of the low brass instruments play multiple?
Yes.
Usually.
If you're a euphonium player, you need to play enough trombone to make a living. And most tuba players tend to stay with tuba, but a lot of them will also play bass trombone. And trombone players will play alto, tenor, bass trombone as necessary. Jerry was talking about opening people's eyes to what can happen. And one of my favorite stories is we did an onstage at Powell concert several years ago, and many of the people attending the concert were used to the normal kinds of things you would see on those things, string quartets, woodwind quintets, things like that. And the best part of it was when we watched their faces when these brass groups came out and did things they had no idea could be done with a brass instrument. It was one of the most awesome experiences I can remember with a group.
Maybe talk a little bit about what those surprising things might be. Most people, when they think of a trombone or other brass instrument, think of a marching band, I guess. But they're used in other ways that might surprise us.
Well, there's a lot of jazz that is available to trombone players. You know, if you look at the New Orleans-style jazz, certainly trombone's a big part of that, but even contemporary jazz. And trombone is in a register that's kind of like the human voice, so it can be used in a lot of situations. And I know myself, over the years, I've played all kinds of different things being a trombone player, and there's a lot of enjoyment coming from variety. If you get a chance to do a lot of different things, it's like eating out in different restaurants. If you only had one meal every night, you'd probably get tired of it, even if it was your favorite meal.
Uh-huh. You mentioned a little bit earlier, Jerry, about being in the symphony and often you're sitting in the back.
Right.
I guess waiting for your time.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. You know, it's funny because the string players always complain about playing too much and they think we've got it easy, but there's a lot of skill in learning how to sit around for so long and then having to come in and be right on when you've been sitting cold for 20, 30 minutes.
Well, what are the types of music where trombone is front and center?
I would say probably jazz more than any other, simply because in, say, a large-scale jazz band, you would have trumpets, trombones, and then the reed section, whereas in the orchestra, there's many different sections of the orchestra groups that are used. A lot of combo work is really fun because there it's often piano, bass, guitar, drums, and, you know, just a couple of melody instruments, including the trombone. So jazz is given the trombone a voice that it doesn't often get in the classical music world.
We're talking about the Low Brass Collective's annual concert, which is coming up on January the 20th. We're talking Jerry Pagano and B.J. Fullenkamp, who are part of that group. And let's talk about the program that you have in just a moment. But we were talking about the history, Jerry, and we have something I think your group recorded back in the first year?
Right. Well, actually, this recording is another group that I'm in. This is from the Trombones of the St. Louis Symphony, which is a quartet. Uh-huh. But this is a piece that we did play the very first concert we gave, which would be 7 years ago now. And we have a recording of it that we did as a quartet, but it was the same piece that was performed that first concert. And we've come a long way since that first concert, but in a lot of ways, you know, I think a lot of us, that was our first chance to say, hey, this is great. We should just keep doing this. So there's still a lot of good memory from that first year.
What have you picked out for us, Jerry?
This is a Bruckner motet called Inveni David, and it's usually sung, but in this case we have trombones filling the role of vocalists, and I think we do a pretty good job.
The Low Brass Collective's annual concert is on January the 20th. We're talking with Jerry Pagano and B.J. Fullenkamp. What's on the program on the 20th?
Excuse me, I have to laugh because we talk about all this jazz, and that's the first thing you hear is the Bruckner Motet. Well, this concert, there will be plenty of jazz, but there's also some classical music as well. But we're really happy to involve Jim Pugh's commission. Jim Pugh teaches up at the University of Illinois, and he's written a piece for us. And we also have a young man who is the teaching assistant for the tuba department at Indiana University. And he's a friend of mine who's going to come over, and the first piece on the program is going to feature James Land on tuba. The second half, it's a little bit shameless, I guess you could say. We're calling this the Year of the Bass Trombone. I wonder who came up with that idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have four area bass trombonists, myself included, that are going to be featured on the music of Tommy Pedersen. Tommy was a Hollywood recording artist and composer, and he has written a lot of music for trombone, and the chance we're going to have to explore the sound of the bass trombone is with three different pieces that feature bass trombone. Jim Martin, who's a local, teaches at Webster University and plays a lot of the shows here in town, will be featured, as well as Wayne Coniglio. I should mention, too, Jim played with Buddy Rich. Wayne played with Ray Charles. There are a lot of really experienced musicians in this area who just happened to settle for one reason or another, settle in St. Louis, and we're really fortunate to have them around here. So we're going to feature a lot of the talent on the bass trombone in the second half, and then we'll finish with something we've been doing for the last few years. We've got a version of the St. Louis Blues March, which will end the program, which we like to add that one in every year.
You mentioned Jim Pugh, who you commissioned to do a piece for this. I read that he was involved in the development of a trombone mouthpiece, and I don't know anything about it. But
yes,
those, you like to switch those out, and they're very individuals, I understand. And as a musician, you're sort of picky about them. Could you explain that to me?
It can be one of those rabbit holes you can go down and keep switching things because you keep figuring, well, if I just get a different mouthpiece, everything will be fine. But yeah, we can get a little bit compulsive. There's lots of little minute changes you can make, and especially since that's the place you come in contact with the most, you can change the way the rim feels, the way the sound of the instrument is. And a lot of people spend a lot of time, myself included, messing around with mouthpieces. And he's not only developed a mouthpiece, the entire instrument that Jim plays was designed with his help, a company called Shires. Steve Shires owns that company, and he worked with Jim to design the entire instrument. You know, there's a lot to be said for the modern instrument makers. If you want a violin, you want one that was probably made 200-300 years ago. But the brass instruments are being made better now than they ever were. So having a chance to work with a manufacturer and tweak an instrument to your liking is pretty special. And I think Jim would sound great if you handed him a student horn off the factory line. He's just a fantastic player, but he has developed a wonderful instrument.
You say that. I read something, BJ, do you know anything about this? I read that it's only the last few years some people started using plastic trombones.
There are some plastic trombones that are out now. The first one that came out was called a P-Bone. And they're fun to play. I have one. We actually gave one away a couple of years ago as part of our raffle. And what's great about them is that for a student, they're almost indestructible. If you play them outside on a marching band field, you can get them in your school colors.
Rain won't hurt them, I guess.
Rain doesn't really hurt brass instruments as much as woodwinds. But rain doesn't hurt it. But then again, neither does running into somebody. If you can replace it for the cost of a repair to a good brass horn.
So there's nothing wrong with the plastic one. I was so curious about that.
They do not play quite like the brass instruments, and
they're a novelty.
We won't see any on the 20th.
Although, no, we won't. But I will mention, New Year's Eve, the New York Philharmonic all played P-Bones for one piece, and they all had a different color.
Well, speaking of trombones, you're actually going to be raffling one off or giving one away?
Yes, we are. This is the first time we've tried this, and Jerry worked very hard with Nonelman Music and was able to obtain a trombone that is a top-notch instrument. It is not in the line of a professional horn where you can change the horn. You have a lot of options. It is basically a professional horn where they say, this is the things that we think will work for most people, and we can sell it at a price that people can approach. It's a Getson trombone, large bore, just like symphony bore is often called, with an F attachment. It comes with a good mouthpiece in a case. And we're very excited. We hope to attract band and orchestra students who will come. They need to be 14 to 22 years old because we're aiming for high school and collegiate undergraduate. And they need to show a current picture ID in order to get a raffle ticket. And then they have to be present at the concert to win the instrument.
The Low Brass Collective's annual concert, Tuesday, January the 20th, is going to be at the Sheldon Concert Hall at 7:30 in the evening. Admission is free,
yes,
we should
it is.
Point out. If you'd like more information about the concert or about registering for the trombone or whatever it might be, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to your website, and people can do that. One final thing. The weekend after this concert at the Sheldon, the four St. Louis Symphony trombones are going to be featured in a symphony concert?
That's correct. You know, we finally managed to get rid of all the other people and just have trombones.
How'd you do that?
Threatening. No, we... Actually, there is one piece that Beethoven wrote for just the four trombones, and David Robertson, our music director, was putting together a whole program of Beethoven's music and thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to get us on stage. This whole year has been promoting a lot of people from within the orchestra playing solos and ensemble pieces. So this January, I think it's 23rd and 24th, we'll have the beginning of the program start with just four trombones on stage. And, you know, we're hopeful that they might catch on, and sooner or later we'll see whole programs, maybe a whole season of just trombones at Powell. We'll send everyone else home.
Well, I should note, too, that the Saturday concert, that's January 24th, will be broadcast here on St. Louis Public Radio at 8 p.m. So people should remember that. The Low Brass Collective's annual concert, Tuesday, January the 20th. Jerry Pagano and BJ Fullenkamp, thank you both for being here, and have a great evening.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, a guitar program comes to some North County schools. This is St. Louis Public Radio.